Josh Peterson, Connor Happer, Nick Grimm, live from Las Vegas. It is Unsportsmanlike Conduct here on 1620 The Zone. We will be at the Circa Resort and Casino and Stadium Swim over the next 3 days. Today for the Grum, tomorrow for both the Connor Happer Show and the program, and Friday as well. And we appreciate all of you for joining us today. KD says, Happer, we've gone from 1620 The Manifesto to 1620 The Debauchery. What a glow up.
Nice.
Look at us.
Charles asks in YouTube if I'm grounded.
Nick is getting very close to being grounded.
Oh, no.
Very close to being grounded.
I think Nick just likes the shade back there. And
it's my computer was going to melt.
Yeah, it's very comfortable back there.
Yeah, but I need to lay the base.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting in that pool at some point during this show.
I know. I brought two swimsuits. I didn't wear it right now. I didn't wear it today, but I also have flip-flops. Yeah. I just wanted to get the lay of the land.
Yeah, today is a lay of the land day.
The lay of the land is flip-flops are very much encouraged here by everybody involved almost.
There's not a lot of clothes going on down here.
Not a lot of clothes going on. Lots of swimsuits. We're going to be the swimsuit boys tomorrow.
Yep, I agree.
On the program. I did want to ask you a little bit about the Troy Dannon presser yesterday. Now, I know you said you listened to just the actual Q&A portion of it, but Adam sent in a text and he says it's the quote from Dannon in the thing before it where he talked about wearing 1890 collective gear as much as he does Nebraska gear because recruitment and retention is important. Adam writes, this is the most important piece of the Dannon PC in my opinion. How did that land to you? Because I know that there have been some people that have heard it and say, I like it that he's doing it. Others have said, I don't really like that he did it, but I understand why. And then others who are like, I don't like this, period. No caveats, no qualifications.
Really? Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't go there. It feels like the question is Nebraska there yet? It feels like the next step of the evolution, right? Like Trev laid this
base,
kind of like just like us getting tans today or more freckles on our arms, whatever you see fit. But like it does feel like that base was sort of laid, and there's some structure and organization that's good and they want to keep in the athletic department. And then it is eventually about retention, and obviously I think he's hinting at the same thing that Trev was talking about his entire tenure here, which was eventually we're taking this in-house. Like we're gonna have to pay student athletes.
Mentions late in that the line item portion of the press conference, right? Like this is what it's going to be. And he acknowledged, like, you don't have to like this, but this is how it is going to be moving forward.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear him say it. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, how it actually manifests itself over time, because I want to, like, I know you guys talked about this yesterday, and it's definitely like a key separate point in its own deal. Like, what's going to happen with the stadium? What's going to happen with, not the stadium swim, we know what's going to happen with that. It's going to be awesome. But the State Memorial Stadium and the South Stadium feels like it's at the very least on the way, way back burner at this point. If not completely dead.
That's what I would say.
At this point. So maybe they just, they decide, hey, this is a better, thing to pay attention to put our resources into at this point. And I don't disagree with that. I do think something needs to happen with the stadium. Maybe there will be a patchwork thing at some point. But it does feel like that is going to be the primary thing with him. But it's just so hard. Like, he's an athletic director, and you don't really know. And he doesn't have any pressing hires to make. He doesn't have any, like, contract extensions to give out.
Correct.
They've all been done in the interim.
I was going to say, is
right? So it's like, you're not going to really know what he's all about for a while, I think. Like, it'll take some time to figure out what he's all about as stuff just kind of trickles out from the athletic department.
It's interesting, man, what you just said about, contract negotiations, firings. I went back over the last week, and you look at every athletic director that has been hired since Bill Byrne left to go to Texas A&M. Every guy was brought in essentially to fire the football coach. Now, you could quibble a little bit with that with Steve Peterson, where maybe it didn't feel that way in the moment, but certainly they were reaching a point where something was going to change. But so you go back to him. He was brought in maybe to fire Solich. Certainly Tom Osborne was brought in to fire Bill Callahan. Sean Eichhorst brought in to fire Bo Pelini. After that, Bill Moose brought into fire Mike Riley, and even Trev. Trev is another one you can make the argument. I would hear it a little bit, like maybe he was brought in to fix Frost and get him on the straight and narrow and get everything back together. But the other option is, but if it doesn't work, then he was going to have to fire him. This is the first time now where the athletic director is being brought in, and that's not on the table. If we're talking about him firing Rhule, like stuff is going way off the rails in a way that we are not anticipating.
Yeah, so this is the first AD hire. Like you said, I mean, since Bill Byrne, I don't even know if you put him into this category, but like that, this is a continuation of the previous athletic director, kind of in a way.
It is.
Where Troy Daniel will have a chance to have many opportunities to put his own stamp on things and shape the athletic department in his vision. But like I said at the very top, that groundwork has sort of already been laid. So there's nothing like, nope. We have to fix this A, B, C, and D. We have to bring back the walk-on program.
Correct.
And do transfers or you know, whatever. No, I don't think any of that is, like, super pressing at the moment. So I think we'll learn about Troy Dannon as a leader just through time and just little kind of things here and there and what happens.
Yeah, it's almost he's got to take them into the next era of college athletics in terms of pay for play. Adam follows up, by the way, and mentions a big reason why that is an important statement to make is because of the relationship that Trev had with 1890 and that this is maybe a part of the mending fences. And there have been, we've talked about it, multiple collectives. Everybody has all these agendas. And so maybe trying to make sure that all of that stuff is fixed. Figuring out, I guess, what the stadium project is going to be, if it's going to be anything. I am someone who doesn't believe that it is going to happen anywhere near the level that Trev Alberts wanted it to, if at all.
But there wasn't any, like, big oversweeping statements of, like, everyone together and synergy and unity and all at once. Partly because, number one, I don't think he knows. I don't think he has a good grasp on the landscape. That's not his fault. That's just because he got here and he's new to it.
Yes.
And
he doesn't have the background in it like Trev did when he got
right.
Hired. He knew about stuff.
He knew about that stuff, and he was the right guy for that time. And so we'll find out if Troy Dannon is the right guy for this time. I thought Trev Alberts was the right guy for this time,
too. Yeah.
But maybe there's a way where you could kind of just continue that. Maybe not such a grandiose Trev vision. He was really a dreamer in that way. But maybe just to kind of focus in on what you really want to take care of in this first year or so of his tenure.
John writes in, he might have to hire a volleyball coach at some point.
That's good. I mean, that's not good, but, you know, that might end up happening, that's for sure.
Yeah, if you start talking about, if you lay out, like, the pressing things that Troy Dannon could have to deal with, I think that name, image, likeness, / pay for play, I would put that at the top of everything, even above whatever the stadium is going to be, just because that is going to be the future of college athletics. You could put the stadium up there, but certainly in terms of the coaches, I would say that John Cook is the one that I would just be keeping an eye on just because he's been, like, the best volleyball coach ever.
But, like, what is it? What is it with NIL? Like, what specifically do they have to, like,
does he have to do?
Yeah, other than continue to prepare themselves for when the inevitable switch is flipped.
I think so.
Like, or
and
is
I
it,
guess making sure or, the relationships are good,
that's
right?
That's it. Is it more of a big picture, like, we need everybody to buy into the idea that this is priority one? Maybe that's the grandiose picture for him.
And he seems to understand it. Whether it's, you know, I mentioned that podcast that I listened to last week. He said it again yesterday. I wonder, and this is perhaps a topic for a different day, but I do wonder how the way he communicates will land with this fan base. Because my takeaway from listening to him on that podcast last week, and this was one that was recorded 16 days, or it came out 16 days ago, it was with the CEO, I believe, of Nordstrom, of all people. I just listened to it, and I was like, there are going to be some Husker fans that don't like him.
Yeah, he's pretty direct.
Yeah, and sure enough, I heard from some of them yesterday, like, salesman. I heard salesman a lot yesterday.
Yeah, he's very direct in that way.
Yeah.
He's going to kind of say what's on his mind, which, I mean, that doesn't have to be a bad thing.
I don't think it does either.
It's getting everybody on the same page and convincing people, like, because I don't know. It does feel like it's maybe been a little bit difficult to shift that idea from the Nebraska fan base a little bit. Hey, it's not about, like, if you put it from the perspective of, from the angle of, hey, remember, you know, in the 70s and 80s and 90s when Nebraska had this edge and it was the weight training and it was the nutrition and all this stuff, and then it was facilities.
Yep.
This is the new edge.
Yes.
Like, this is the new edge, and being out in front of it is kind of the new edge. So it's getting everybody to buy in on that idea that, hey, this is And in this case, where it didn't happen or didn't have to happen with weight training and nutrition and facilities, it has to happen from a bit of a crowdsourcing standpoint, like this time around. Like, they are going to need your help.
Yes.
With NIL. And so people have to buy into that in order to actually physically donate their money.
Yeah, absolutely. We are here at the Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Mentioned the big screen in front of us, 40 feet tall, but 143 feet from corner to corner. We're going to have hoops in here tomorrow. Yeah. We've been trying to figure out where are we going to want to watch the basketball, because we have this, but we also have the traditional sports book inside.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous as well.
My wife had a request.
Oh.
She said if they put Bravo on one of the corners, that she would like to come here and she would never leave Vegas.
Oh, interesting.
And so maybe if, you know, we've got the VIP treatment, and I would say, hey, look, you got a customer for life.
Let's get Aaron back over here.
If you put Bravo in one corner, just do one for the ladies.
We could probably get Bachelor props up there, right?
Something like that. Something going on. I'm just saying, it's another piece of the client engagement here for Circa.
We are looking forward to the next few days here at the Stadium Swim. Also looking forward to our conversation with Steve Sippel. He'll join us in an hour. Also, dumb debates today, so get in your questions. Hashtag dumb debates. But we could talk college basketball or something. I don't know.
Come on.
Do you want to talk college basketball? I think Capper wants to talk college basketball.
Well, I just, you know, I'm down to have great conversations.
We never debated about football versus basketball. You had this big, grandiose topic, and of course, I took that day off. I think you did that on purpose.
No.
You're like, I'm going to do this because I'm not going to have to deal with Josh today.
I can only...
And then Trev left, and we had other things to do.
I give you the topics when they hit me, my friend. As it comes into my brain, it comes out of my mouth.
You tweeted it the night before. I have something tomorrow that's going to make Josh mad.
Yeah, I didn't know that you were off at that point.
Yeah.
You're just taking days off.
Well, you got to, right?
I guess.
It's a construct. All right, more to come. Josh Peterson, Connor Happer, Nick Grimm, Peter Krenzer back in our Zone studio. It's on Sportsmanlike Conduct here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.